This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu today interacted with a group of women achievers in the Indian aviation sector at Rashtrapati Bhavan under the President with the People initiative, which aims to establish a deeper connection with people and recognize their contributions. Speaking on education, the President said that women are playing a key role in various operational and technical areas in India's civil aviation sector. She said 15% of air traffic controllers are women, 11% of flight dispatchers are women, and 9% of aerospace engineers are women. The president said 18% of pilots who received commercial licenses last year were women. The president said that the inclusive efforts of the government have given a boost to the progress of women in the civil aviation sector. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that people in public administration should be invariably committed to the values of nationalism, the idea of a developed and united India, and to serving all Indian citizens without fear or favour. He said this while presiding over the 78th annual meeting of the General Body of the Indian Institute of Public Administration in New Delhi today. Dhankar said the country is quickly jettisoning the colonial mindset. He said data is the bedrock, the fundamental premise of assessing the needs of society. The vice president said it is data that dispels myths, makes people aware of the ground reality, and is therefore quintessential to any governance that has people's welfare at its heart. India and China have made some progress in disengagement, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said on Sunday, describing it as a welcome move which opens up the possibility that other steps could happen. His comment comes days after Indian and Chinese troops completed disengagement at two friction points at Demchok and Depsang Plains in eastern Ladakh. The Indian Army commenced verification patrolling at Depsang while patrolling at Demchok started on Friday. We have made some progress in what we call disengagement, which is when troops were very close to each other with the possibility that could lead to some untoward incident, Jaishankar said, while responding to a question during interaction with the Indian diaspora at Brisbane, Australia. The Farmers' Society of Leparada has organized its first ever interaction cum coordination meeting with all the elected panchayat leaders and HODs of farming-related departments at Basar on Saturday. The meeting aimed at providing a platform for broad discussion on the various aspects relating to farming activities in the district and drawing a comprehensive roadmap for its improvement. Attending the event, local MLA Nyabi Jini Dirji exhorted the farmers to take up their respective farming practices with sheer sense of professionalism. Participating in the discussion, HODs from line departments exhorted farmers for adoption of best practices in consultation with experts and departments concerned for achieving desired results and sustainability in farming sector. Ashampai Dilang, a senior library volunteer from the rural Medho area of Lohit and a fourth-year student of Carnatic music at Kalakshetra Foundation Chennai, brought cheers for friends of Arunachal across the country for her participation in the Kalakshetra Symphony Team in the Kaveri Meets Ganga Music and Dance Festival, Delhi, on November 2nd and 3rd. The program was the first in the Amrit Parampara series organized by the Ministry of Culture to showcase and celebrate traditional arts and art forms of India across the country. The festival was inaugurated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar at the Kartavya Path near India Gate. The Kalakshetra team won hearty appreciation from the audience for presenting a lively display of a variety of genre of Carnatic music. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today officially unveiled the T-shirt and hoodie for the fourth edition of the Asia Enduro Series Monduro 4.0. The annual Enduro biking event is scheduled from November 9 to 14 in Tawang. As we welcome participants from 8 nations, including the UCI, Enduro World Champion Alex Rudio from France, I wish everyone a fantastic event filled with adventure, resilience and sportsmanship. May the challenging trails of our beautiful land inspire you and keep you safe. Best of luck to all the riders. Let's make this an unforgettable race, Khandu said in a social media post. Leparada District emerged as the overall champion at the first edition of Greater Siang Badminton Championship 2024. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.